A poll released after Tuesday's military coup in Thailand showed Thais overwhelmingly support the action because it ended months of political tensions. The respected Ratchaburi Institute poll showed more than 80% approval for the coup, which ended the government of Thaksin Shinawat. Mr. Thaksin is now in London. Early this year, tens of thousands of protesters called on Mr. Thaksin to resign over allegations of corruption and abuse of power. There also were growing rifts between the Prime Minister and the military. Khun Da, a Bangkok housewife, supports the coup.
I think it's good. We're waiting for a long time because the politics this couple of years is not so good.
The country has been calm since the coup, and except for an increased military presence in some areas, there is little outward sign the military has seized control. Foreign tourists, who are key to Thailand's economy, continue to arrive to enjoy the country's beaches and bars. The coup leaders, headed by Army General Sonti Dunyaratglin, have promised to appoint a civilian prime minister within 2 weeks and hold elections in October 2007. Pakachom Manyutam, a sales assistant, says her support for the coup lies in the fact that it ended the risk of violent conflicts between pro- and anti-Thaksin groups. She says it is good to have the reform by General Sonti, because if the political reform is successful, this time the country will get back democracy. A Thai banker who asked not to be named backed calls for investigations into allegations of corruption within Mr. Thaksin's government.
If some people do it the wrong way and General Sonti try to make it the right way, I think it's good. The situation better and it's very friendly between soldier and people, you see. And the news from the General Sonti, they try to change everything on the right way. I think it's going to be good.
Others, such as this government worker, who said his name was Mr. Jed, looked to the military to keep its promise of constitutional reform.
He said that he will give the new prime minister in 2 weeks and also the new constitutional law within 1 year from now. We will wait to see that.
Thai newspaper editorials and commentaries Friday also called on the military to stand by the promise to return power to the people as soon as possible. The Bangkok Post newspaper said it hoped the coup leaders' deeds are as good as their words. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.